If you live in Outback Australia, keep an eye out for a massive fireball that's expected to streak across the skies on Sunday morning. It's the planned re-entry of a capsule from a Japanese space probe carrying a precious sample of gas and dirt collected from the surface of a distant asteroid. And with China this week landing on the moon to collect lunar samples, it's all part of a new space race to go rock collecting, with Australia playing its part. Nick Grimm.
The asteroid known as Ryugu is just a tiny chunk of rock 3.2 billion kilometres across the solar system from Earth, and getting there and back took 6 years. But all going well, this weekend the mission's pay dirt will touch down near Woomera in the Australian outback, a small sample scooped up from the distant object weighing just 1 gram.
And 1 gram may sound small, but for an expert, 1 gram is huge. You know, 1 gram is enough to address the science question we have in our mind.
That's Professor Masaki Fujimoto from the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, who was granted a special COVID travel exemption to come to Australia for the landing of a capsule from the spacecraft known as Hayabusa 2. It will light up the outback skies as it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere to land somewhere within a few hundred kilometre area.
The real thing happens around 4 a.m. when we see the fireball, you know. So then we try to localize the landing spot very quickly, and then we send the helicopter there. And then the sample science-related scientists will be on that helicopter. So they want to get there by themselves and grab the capsule because they kind of don't trust anybody else. You know? They think it's their precious thing.
It might have been made in Japan, but the project has benefited from some major Australian components. The touchdown is a collaboration with Australia's new space agency, while the entire mission has been tracked with the help of the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex. Its director, Dr. Ed Cruzens.
So we were there at the launch on December the 3rd, 2014. The encounter and the sample collection, the return, and now the exciting part as well, the re-entry of Australian airspace.
It's a mission that could help answer some of the fundamental questions about life on Earth, and it comes amid a new race by humankind to gather the telltale materials that can increase that understanding. This is Japan's second mission to an asteroid, while NASA took samples from another back in October.
It's really interesting in terms of what we're learning from the different samples that we're getting from these asteroids.
Rami Mandow is an astronomer with the website Space Australia.
Meanwhile, this week, you know, we've got a Chinese lander on the moon that's actually picking up some beautiful samples of some younger rocks from the moon, 1.2 billion-year-old rocks from the moon, as opposed to the 2 billion-year-old rocks from moon rocks that we've collected previously. Now, that's exciting for us because it teaches a whole bunch of things about the evolution of the moon itself over time from these different samples that we've collected.
Rami Mandow from Space Australia, Nick Grimm with that report.